This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. And today we're talking with Jay Deberton, President and CEO of CHS, about the important role cooperatives play in solving the challenges in agriculture today. Now, October is National Co-op Month, where we celebrate the contributions of cooperatives to U.S. agriculture. Jay, let's start there. How do you see the cooperative spirit at work today?
Well, Mike, cooperative spirit is one of the four core values we have at CHS. It goes to how we conduct ourselves and how we conduct ourselves with integrity and with humility and thinking about the communities we operate in. Our owners that do business with us own the company in a very real way, a way that makes a difference. And specifically to the communities that we operate in, you know, we are an organization that looks for ways to contribute to those communities. So some things I'd point to, Mike, is training that we've done to frontline staff and leaders in communities where we live and work around mental health awareness, recognizing the continued stress on farmers and ranchers. I'd also point to contributions that CHS makes around food shelves in rural America. Obviously, we give in the metropolitan areas we operate into, but the needs in rural America are large, and we look at that as a responsibility for us and living out our cooperative spirit.
Well, we know farmers and ranchers have plenty of options today. So when they're making their choice, making those decisions, what do you want them to know that's special about cooperatives?
Well, Mike, there's three things that I'd really point to. One, of course, is our ownership structure. We are proud to be owned by farmers. We're proud to be owned by farmers, and I look at that as a real difference. That we are owned by farmers makes a huge difference to customers around the world. They look at us as a company that's different because of that fact. And it's a way for them to feel just one step closer to the production agriculture. And as we deal with customers around the world, we speak about that, and we're proud of that. A second area that I'd look at is really the way this company is governed. The people who do business with us help drive the direction of the company through our board of directors, and in a very real way. Those board members being elected by people that do business with us is a big impact on our governance structure. And then I think the third area that I'd look to for a point of difference is the company lives in the communities where we work, and we remember that. The people that own us, the people that work for us, live in those communities, operate in those communities, and we take that responsibility seriously.
Obviously, the cooperative model has stood the test of time. How does that longevity affect how you do business at CHS?
Well, I think, you know, we start with the aspect that we've been doing this for 90 years at CHS, and so we have that track record, but it's been a track record of really changing as the business changes and investing in capabilities of us as a company, both in assets as well as in people, and then taking those investments to then serve customers around the world for the products that our owners produce into a world that's trying to eat better. So we look at that as very noble work that we have the honor of doing on behalf of the people that own us, and using this cooperative model of moving these products to a world that's desperately trying to eat better. Anyone can do business with the cooperative. Some have done business with us for generations. They understand the model well. Some may be new, and it's just really a nice opportunity for us to bring those benefits to them. So we're open to everyone. The communities that we serve with a branded Senex location that you might see on the energy side is just something that we really look for ways to earn the business from around rural America, because that's where we operate.
Well, this is certainly a challenging time for agriculture. Jay, how are cooperatives positioned to help farmers meet those challenges?
They're really positioned well. Again, we're a company that has been focused on this business and have been for 90 years, and many local cooperatives have too. We aren't a company that kind of jumps in and jumps out. And it's never been really, Mike, a business that's necessarily been easy. It's been a business that we have found a way to succeed, and local cooperatives have found a way to succeed. And the way they've done that is to provide convenient options to local cooperatives and retailers. We pair the knowledge and expertise on crop inputs, sustainable best practices, and hands-on consulting, and work hard to give good advice to the people that own us about maximizing their production agriculture and doing the best that they can for their operation.
Thanks for joining us Around the Table, sponsored by CHS. Start a conversation about the benefits of cooperative ownership around your table by visiting cooperativeownership.com.